Okay, the yesterday we learned three out of the four machlokes, and I said we would have four machlokes to shine and then I make it to the sugya. And yesterday we had three out of the four. So today we'll try to be mashlim. Just let's go over briefly. The first machlokes is the machlokes that the Yeshayimim and the Rambam held that only if you're a Shem is Sachar, Yechayiv, a Shem Echinim is Pater. And the Bahag and the Rosh held that even a Shem Echinim is considered Kibbalah of Achrayis. That's the first machlokes. What? The second thing was the Rambam's Chiddush. The Rambam's Chiddush was but the different Achrayis. Shem Echinim is the Kabbalah only Achrayis of Shia. Shem Sabbath is the Kabbalah Achrayis of Shia plus the name of Gadeh. The Rambam's Chiddush was that an Elaim, even if you're not a Kabbalah Achrayis, but if a person is an Elaim, he's a person who is strong, he's nice, he's going to make sure he doesn't take a loss. So it's also noted. We said that according to the Rambam, we have a problem with our. According to the Rambam, we have a problem with our lineage that we sell the chametz to the guy, and the guy we know is has a couple of guys, but he's an Elaim, and he's not going to pay back if something happens to the chametz. We mentioned this yesterday, that this is a problem, which hopefully we'll answer today. The third thing was the end of Shir. It shouldn't get confusing, you have to get it straight now. The third case, the guy who was a totally new case. There was a yid that gives a yid, or a yid that gives a guy, but it starts off Chemsei Shal Yisra. Totally different than anything we're talking about Tilman. A yid gives his chametz as a pekadim to another yid. So that case, it's Chemsei Shal Yisra, that's given over to Yisrael. So what was the machlokes? According to the guy name, what they say, it's the makid, it's the chayiv. And according to the Rabbi Yaina, the Machir is Chayav. We didn't learn the last line of the Rosh when he says the Nirali. We'll see if we get a chance to get to it. The last 2.5 lines. But that was the third Machlokes. Now, just to stop for a minute, there's a Frank Shmack Akasha, the disciple brings from Chaim Eiser on the Shita Sagaim. Well, what's the Gaim's case? One year gives the pekadim to a second year, and the second year is the Kabbalah Achrayis. So who's the one that's Chayiv, Afayra, Vayimate? Point to the Gainim. It's Chayiv. One year gives to another year, the second is the Kabbalah Achrayis. It's the Nifkar. The one who received it, the Machir is Chayiv. Why is the Nifkar Chayiv? Because he was the Kabbalah Achrayis. What does Achrayis mean? What is the word Achrayis? Means don't have to pay. Let's say you're a shimer. How much do you have to pay if something gets damaged? Let's say somebody gives you a dime to watch. Dime is worth $1,000. Somebody gives it to you, he tells you it's worth $1,000, I want you to watch it. Okay, now you're watching it. And over time, let's say the value of the diamond goes down. All diamonds, you didn't do anything wrong. The diamond market went down. All diamonds are worth half what they were worth 6 months ago. So now it's worth $500. But he's still watching it. And now, after the value goes down, something happens to it. How much do you have to pay? $1,000 that it was worth when he gave it to you? Or the $500 that it was worth at the time of the loss? The halacha is that a shomer pays kishas aveda. He pays what it's worth at the time it was lost. Because for those months that he was watching it, no problem. As long as he was watching it, he's not carrying anything. Today it's worth $500. Today it gets stolen, or is it Peshaya, whatever the case might be. A Shomer pays Kishas Aveda. What it's worth is the time that it gets destroyed. Salah. Now, Brett, the Reb Chaim Eiser, he asked, this whole case, the chayra, makes no sense. A yid gave a pekadim to a yid to watch it.
What did he give him? He gave him chalitz. The second yid said, I'm a kabbalach rice. What does that mean? So before Pesach, there's no problem. There's no bayi ra, bayi masi before Pesach. Right? The whole shayla is now when Pesach starts, the first minute of Pesach, or an erev Pesach, whenever bayi ra, bayi masi starts, we're being done right now. Came this man Isser, right now, who's chayav bayi ra? So he said, let's see. The mafkid, the brother said, the mafkid is not chayav. Who's chayav? The nifka. Why is he chayav? He's mekabelach rice. How much does he have to pay? If on Pesach, this chametz gets damaged, how much does the nifkar have to pay the mafkid? What? You should have to pay, I'm talking about year to a year. Because he is a year. How much does he have to pay? What's the full value of chametz on Pesach? Nothing. So you gave him before Pesach. But everybody gives a shomer. The shomer only pays to Tishas Aveid. So if it's not yet this man is sir, I understand. What is the Kabbalah right? It's considered to be under his control. But who cares? There's no Issa Bayi Ra Bayi Masa yet. The first minute that there's an Issa Bayi Ra Bayi Masa, this chametz is worth how much? Zero. So what does it mean, Kibbal Olav Achrayis? How can you be Mechayev the Nifka? Because there's the Kabbalah right is Bishlam of the person who gave it to him is a guy. I can understand. The guy is worth money. I have to pay the guy. But a person who gave to me is a yid gives me his chametz, he gives me a box of schnapps to watch, it comes Pesach, if I'm a pesheya, I don't have to pay him anything, the schnapps is worth nothing. There's no value to him. It's what?
The whole thing's drafty on this.
But why do I have to pay him? At the time that the schnapps got damaged, it had no value. Because schnapps on Pesach is worth zero to a yid. It has no value, it's just all you gotta do is destroy it. So at the time of the destruction, at the time that it gets ruined, it's worth zero. If it's worth zero, so what does it mean? Kabbalah Sakrayas. What does it mean, the Nifka, the Jew is Makabalah Rayas? It's something that has no value. If it has no value, there's no Kabbalah Sakrayas to be Makayatim. So what does it mean? Yisrof, Makabalah Rayas. What does it mean? So his disciples said, Fish Lama, you say that he's chayiv because he should have sold it the last minute, which is the quote from Magen Avraham sheet that it took. But it says that if you don't go with the sheet that he's obligated to sell it, he's glad to continue to hold it, the Jew gives it. So he has this, and he thinks the Bavar is your therapist. He says, so then the Kasha is, what does Kabbalah Sakrayas mean on Pesach? What does Kabbalah Sakrayas mean? On Pesach, he's going to pay zero. So that's not a Kabbalah Sakrayas. What kind of Kabbalah Sakrayas is it? If I'm going to have to pay zero, he's saying it's as if it's in my Rishus. What if Nifka's Rishus? Nifka's is not really Chayav Achrayas. Something happens to it, he's not going to pay anyway. What kind of Achrayas is that? What? Yeah, but what's he going to pay if it gets ruined before Pesach will pay? If it gets ruined on Pesach, he'll pay its value. Its value is zero. So what does it mean, Kabbalah Sakrayas? No, because it's from the Shavuot of Pesach. From the Shavuot of Pesach has no value. It's not even your bottom of the mice has no value.
Highest words from when it gets sold.
That's the point. The point is that by the cousin it goes by when it gets sold, which you have to pay.
But it's the highest words in Shavuot, so it gets sold, so, but the value is the same as the highest. You're available.
Any shomer, shemachin or shemzachin, is obligated to watch it. But the point, but that's even if he's not a kabbalah prize. Let's say I tell somebody, I'll watch it for you, but I'm not going to pay against you. So that's not called kabbalah prize. Kabbalah prize means I'll watch it for you, and if something happens, I'll pay. So we say, for instance, if something happens, I'll pay you. It's like it's in my rishus. What? Because man, it's around. If it's not around, he pays money.
He has to pay money, but if he tries to pay money,
what's that, Kamina? Why would he be chayav? It's worth zero. If you give me something that's worth zero, I don't have to return it to you. If it's the same item, it still exists, you'd be right. But we're talking now that the item disappeared. To replace it with other bread, I'm not prepared to do that. Somebody gives me something to wash, I pay in cash, I don't have to pay. I don't have to go out and purchase the same item. Yeah.
Saying
that it wasn't the Kabbalah price, but then the price is not, it's not working, that means that it comes out that you never accepted it. He doesn't have anything, there's no answer, so then it works. Very good. So Chai Reis says the terrace that you're saying, but just think about what you're saying. It's sort of an impossibility, the terrace. If you have the terrace, you get a Gishman. Listen. He says, alright, you're right. It's worth nothing. So, and the Nifgad was not, there's no Kabbalah Shachrayis, it's worth nothing. Comes out, was anybody Yavan Bayu Rabbi Yamate? No. The Maskid, it wasn't in his Rishus, the Gadim hold the Maskid is not Ayyam. The Nifgad, saying now it's worth zero, so the Nifgad is not considered to be Yavan Bayu Rabbi Yamate either. So comes out, if Akasha is correct, nobody was Yavan Bayu Rabbi Yamate. If nobody was Yavan Bayu Rabbi Yamate, is this chametz mutar after Pesach? Yes. We only put a knas in a case where a yid held chametz be'isur. We're saying now in the kasher that nobody was ever an isur. The maskid wasn't an isur. The nifgad, that's a full kabbalah shabbos. So nobody was ivan. If nobody was ivan, it comes out that the chametz has value because the chametz you already eat the chametz after Pesach. In fact, you can't eat it on Pesach. But it has value because you can eat it after Pesach. If it has value, it comes out that when the Nifgad was Mekabel Achrayis, it's chametz that has a value. Because since the chametz we're saying now has a value, it's known by the value of Ayyamasa, it comes out that the Nifgad does have to pay. Because this chametz that has a value. All right. So something which, but there's no problem. There's no list to hold it on Pesach. So I hold it until we have to pay, but I'm not eating. Let's say you're flacious. You have an ice cream. It has no value because you can't eat it now. That's value. You know, if you wait a few hours, you'll be able to eat it. It has a value. You just have to wait to eat it. Or on a fast day, you have a tightness, a fish about food has no value. It has a value. You just have to wait to eat it. So same thing here. If you're going to accept the kasha is true, chametz has no value. So the nifgad is not achrayi. So if the nifgad is not achrayi, so now this chametz is mutar l'achar Pesach. If the chametz is mutar after Pesach, then it has a value. So now it comes out very good that it's shayach kabbalas achrayis, because now the nifgad was mekabel achrayis because it has a value. If it's similar now, but you have that as far as, I don't want to get sidetracked. That's not what I'd like to have. So we're ending up now. So saying now that it has a value. Right? It has a value, so no one's either. Huh? It has a value, so nobody's either. Now once it has a value, the nifgad is either. So the nifgad is either, are you ready to come after Pesach? No, because it's done by Yavai Masa. But then, if you come after Pesach, then it has no value. Right? So if it has no value, so then you have to pay. Because then it's not either by your own. This is not a price, because somebody has no value. You understand? The question is, when do you get off? You keep on going. You have to have this, you keep on going. Right? And he says this, okay? Right? He says this as a tariff. The cycle says, you can move on, you can keep on going. But he holds it's a tariff. So you have to understand why you stop at a certain point in the tariff. For one, I don't want to have the tariff. Now, people are smiling as you have the tariff. I'll try it again. Let me just explain again. If you,
you end up here in a cycle which is a problem. The cycle can't stop. Wherever you start, you have a problem. You say the Chametz of Pesach has no value. That's how we start. If it has no value, then there's no Bayi Rav Bayi Matzah. There's no Achrayus. If there's no value, there's no Bayi Rav Bayi Matzah, then what happens? Then after Pesach, you're allowed to eat it. Which means that now it's going to get a value. Once it gets a value, so then it's very good that the Nifgad is Mekabel Achrayus. It has a value. So, what? Don't sidetrack. Let's just see how the cycle goes. And if you say it's mutter after Pesach, whatever you're going to say, you're in trouble. If you say it's mutter after Pesach, then it has a value. And if it has a value, then the nifkad is over. If it has a value, then he's achrayus. He's over. The problem is, if he's over, then it comes out and has no value. Because once a person is over, Abayu Abayu must say, Chazal made a knas, but you can't use it. So you have to say, Tak, it has no value. But you can't say it has no value. Because if you say it has no value, you start again. If it has no value, then no one's like Abayu Abayu must say. There's no Achrayus. So if there's no Achrayus, that Abayu Abayu must say, then it's Mutter you have to pay some. So it comes out, if you say it has no value, then you have to be minded that it has a value. But if you say it has a value, then it comes out it has no value. Whichever way you start, you end up with a problem. Now, Reb Chaim might as a whole, but this is a good test. The Kabbalah Tachrayis is, you have to understand Reb Chaim might as a, because the Chayim is the side that makes it
when it goes back, and it does have a value, and then the other by law by law, what is the cause that it comes to the Chassad and that it hit out? This one that had the Chassad, causes over by law by law, so that's why I don't see it. I cannot use my promise anymore. Therefore, that's why it's to me. I have a loss now.
You're saying you should pay to see the master. That's what you're saying. But it's not true, because you're saying he's a magic because he should have sold it before Pesach started. If you hold that he should have sold it, then you'd be right. You're right. If you hold he should have sold it. But he's making the point that if you don't hold that he should have sold it. You probably should have sold it everybody. But you're always not chayav for failing to sell it. Achrayus means achrayus on Pesach. If we're focusing on the achrayus on Pesach, then it's a problem. What you're doing is you're focusing on the achrayus before Pesach, which would be right. But if that's not enough to be Mechayev Amonim, then the issue is Achrayus on Pesach, and then it's a problem.
There's nothing here that something happens to it.
Let's say something happens to it on Pesach, does he have to pay?
Then it becomes a six, and it's over.
But then once he's over, it's no value.
It's something that happened. If something happens to it on Pesach, then it would never be.
But he's a couple of fries.
Right, but for the rest, you have to see what happens.
But you have the same problem. It is a Kabbal Achrayus. Was he the Kabbal Achrayus or
wasn't? Something
else with it, it was never his. Kabbal Achrayus means that he has to pay.
If the Pesach,
nothing
happens, we have to
give
back
that. Let me ask you, if a guy gives a cunt to a Jew, if the Jew is the Kabbal Achrayus, so nothing happens to him. Is the Jew over anything? He was, the Gemara says, Kabbal Achrayus. But this is all going on the guy, the Jew giving a Jew. Because we get off, the question is where should we get off? How do you want to get started? Night. Now, except that's not where Benyana's reason for arguing. Benyana will bring down this whole thing. Okay, it's a very geschmack of problem. The problem is that it's a cycle that keeps on going. We have to occasionally this type of thing in learning, which is a geschmack of things to talk about. The question is how to deal with it. Hopefully we'll get back yet to how to deal with it. The stifle is satisfying your time, right? So it's a good parent. If it has no value, it has a value. But they learn. The stifle seems to end. If it has no value, it has a value. So they look for it. So why does it end there? Hopefully we'll have a better understanding of the sugya. Maybe we'll be able to explain it. Okay. The fourth and final machlokes is in the Rosh Siman Vav. It's actually in Tosfos later.
course it's late, I'm not going to learn with you and learn it with you inside. But basically, the Gemara later has a Torah called Yichud Leibayis. Going now again on a guy giving a pekud to a Jew. A guy gives a pekud to a Jew, which is the case of all everybody except for the guy and Rabbeinu Yaina. All the cases are a guy to a Jew. So the Gemara Bava Med Aleph has a heter that's called Yichud Leibayis. If you look at Bava Med Aleph, there's a Tosis Dibur Amasa Yichud Leibayis. That heter of Yichud Leibayis, according to Rabbeinu Tam, is another heter. Is a new heter. That is that if a guy gives a pekud to a Yid, and the Yid is the Kabbalah Rais, which we study by Rabbi Yimasa. But they will come holds that only if it's in the house of the Jew, if it's in the Jew's house, the Shusa. If it's in the Yid's house, then a guy gives the Yid a pekud, he brings it to his house, he says, watch it for me, then there's a problem of Bayira Bayimatsa. Let's say you walk into a grocery store, a guy's grocery store, and the guy tells you, do me a favor, I have to run out for a minute, watch the store for me. In the Kabbalah Christ, in the Goy Lechon, it's on Pesach. But Bela Tam says there's no issue. Because if it's the Besai Shel Goy, if it's in the guy's house, the guy's store, the guy's house, then you're not chayiv, even if Yisrael is the Kabbalah Christ. You're not ever Bayu Rabbi Matzah. Bayu Rabbi Matzah has to be Ma Besai Rishusai, I've called Rishusai, it has to be the Rishus of the year. So it's only if the guy gives it to me to watch in my house. But if it's in the guy's house, and he tells me to watch it, that is no problem. There's no way to buy you or buy you matzah. That's where Beit HaTam says. That if it's in the guy's house, there's no problem. Beit HaTam says, look. Beit HaTam says, even if the guy comes into the Yid's house, he comes into your house and says, please watch my father's feet. And Yichud Leibayis means, I'm a yachid, a closet, or a room. I tell him, you know what? You can have this room, or this closet. It's yours. Put your chametz there, and I'll watch it for you. If you are makna this closet, or this room, to the guy, then it's beisachal guy. Why is the guy's bias? And the same halacha applies, the same kula, that there's no iser of Bayura Bayimate on a Jew who's the Kabbalah Christ on a guy's chametz, provided that it's in the guy's rishus, even if the guy's rishus is one closet or one room in his house, same thing.
You can technically open up the closet and
enter,
and not
be everybody on the road. Minatayra, even if you open the closet, it's not a. Rabbanu, we say you have to put up the feet in front, you can't be not at all. But Minatayra, it's not a Bayura.
You sell the comfort of the guy that's now happening, you want to have it.
Good. So this is the fourth thing, Rabbi Natan Shita. Rashi argues with it, but we pass on like Rabbi Natan. The first three machlokes we pass on with Kumra, and this last machlokes we pass on with Kula. We pass on this Kula of Rabbi Natan, the Machaber, the Beirish, pass on like this Kula of Rabbi Natan. Getting back now to the kasha we had yesterday on the second machlokes, the Rambam. Yesterday, we asked the kasha on the Rambam. Rambam says, we asked the kasha on ourselves, based on the Rambam. The Rambam said, if someone's an Eli, and we know for sure he's not going to pay, that's called Achrayis of the Yid. So we asked, when you sell your chametz to a guy, especially if you have a lot of chametz, you know the guy's not going to pay. So let's say you have a box of shnas, you went to the Rav, and the Rav sold it to the guy. You have a problem. It's a guy's chametz in my house, and even though the yid is not a Kabbalah Achrayis, but the guy's an Eli, we know he's not going to pay. So it should be a problem. The terrace is that what we do is we do Rabbi Natan's kula. When we sell the chametz to the guy, not only do we sell the chametz, but we beferish sell to him the place the chametz is on. And not only do we sell him the place where the chametz is, the closet, we actually do four different kinyanim, actually five different kinyanim on the market where the chametz is. We are makdis him with
kesef and shtar, we're very careful to be matna that that place where the chametz is should be chemtzei shel goy, the base of shel goy, the guy's chametz and the guy's house. That place where the chametz is belongs to the guy, and the meila, there's no problem. The chametz is shel goy, and even though the yid is afraid that it's under his achrayus, but since it's the base of shel goy, the meila, there's no problem with the fact that it's an elayim. And there's a Kabbalah Sakrayim. There's no problem. Because it's the basis of Shogai. So this is the fourth Machlokes Rishayim, which is as Lamaisa, very crucial Halach Lamaisa. The other three were Machmer, but we're Makel in this, which allows us, the Machaber Shulchan, the Perish is Makel. And that allows us to do what we do with Mechiras Chametz. Now you have to know that not only do we sell the chametz, a lot of balabatim don't realize that when you sell the chametz to the guy, you're not only, let's say you put all your chametz in one chametz. So you go to the rabbi, you sell it. What happens if during Pesach you find a cookie under the bed? Right? Especially if someone has children in the house, it happens. You find a cookie under the bed, or you find a box of cereal somewhere in the closet. So that box of cereal is from the show guy. He sold it to a guy. In whose house is it? So most people think it's in the Yid's house. The fact is that when we sell the chametz to the guy, we sell any chametz anywhere in the house, wherever it might be, and the muck of where it is. So it's not only your closet that we're selling, wherever the chametz might be. It'll be right most of later. Later on, we'll find where it is. That's so. If you find a cookie under your bed, the piece of carpeting under it is also. Who said you have to find it? Talk about. You don't have to get to that. We'll get to it later. If you find carpeting, it's also a guy. Who said you have to find it? Now, I happen to have a long running machlokes, not me, but me and many other rabbis, that had a self carpet. Anybody who has a self carpet, had experience, there are two mahalchim. Some rabbanim give you a piece of paper and they tell you right where you're putting the chametz. You write the closet, wherever it is. Or they write it, but they tell me which part. When I sell the chametz, I don't do that. I tell people, just tell me your address. Any chametz at this address I'm selling. I tell them, you should know that you're mechuyev, you now keep chametz all over your house. You're mechuyev to put it in a closet or a cabinet and close the door. But it happens. I'm selling it anyway. There's a certain other Robin Flapper, who's a good friend of mine, and we talk about it every year by Mechiras Chametz, we always argue about it. He does it the other way. He does it, now you have to write the exact place. So this happened to me. I got a phone call on Pesach. Someone told me he found a box of cereal. What did he do with it? I told him it's a guy's. He told me it's not a guy's. I didn't sell it, and we sold it in the closet. So that's funny. I asked him, who's your love? It was that love that I'm not friendly with. So I said, do me a favor, call him. I tell him what you just told me. He said he tried to call him, he tried to call him first because he's on a family trip with his kids. He wasn't there. And I told him, that love, he makes you write everything down. But then he adds the words, the Bechomach and Shehu. When you come to the guy, he adds the Bechomach and Shehu. First of all, he was alarmed. He said, Rav can't do that. I only gave him a shoes to sell what I wrote down. I didn't know he was selling the Chabad and Shul. So it's a kind of. So what this Rav did is the next year he put it into the printed form. He gave everyone Uba Chabad and Shul. Still had them list the place. He had a Chabad and Shul. But you should know that all Rabbanim sell the Chabad and Shul. And not only they sell the Chabad and Shul, but they sell the market the Chabad is on. And that's the reason that our mechira works. You can do the mechira either way. It works. But you have to at least know what you're doing. You have to know that it tickles me every year when people come, they tell me, I want to sell you the chametz. They would say, I'm not buying any chametz. A lot of people don't understand what they're doing. The rabbis aren't interested in buying chametz. I'll be a shliach, I'll sell it to a rabbi. But people have to understand what's happening. The truth is, if they don't understand, they tell the rabbi to do whatever you want. I don't understand this. I guess you do whatever you want. It's also good. But if you're a half planted, you're in trouble. You know, if you think you understand, stand wrong. It's better to either be an MRS or understand. Once you understand, then see what's happening. So this is a bit of tough sheet because you have on what's happening.
What's
my other writing word is? The halacha is you have to set and get your body. Nobody should think. People tell to me, I say, just tell me your address. They might think, tell me whoever it is, all the house. People have to know that you have to segregate, you have to put it someplace, and keep it asara. You've got to be separate. That's the reason that many rabbanim want. They want to tell people, you have to keep it separate. But Lamaisa, we sell the Chavak and Shu, and we sell the Malkin the Chametz is on. If you go to the Mechilas Chametz, and you listen, you'll see the rabbanim keep on saying everything they say was discontinuous for the Chametz, and for the place the Chametz is on. You know, you do five to them with the guy. You do Shtar, Kesef, Chalitin,
Everyone
individually walks around. He does.
He
does one each rabbi, whichever rabbi is there. All the rabbis do one to for everything. Okay, you do five to them. Especially when you actually have five, so you do five to them. Say Kesef, Shtar, Chalitin, handshake, Yudisa, and Kinaga. So Kaka, knock out the Kaka, we sell the Kaka. So those are the things, and now. So Shem Sunday, we'll get back. Sunday, please do make your way up to the Bava Medallah.